8,000 grieving British soldiers reversed weapons to honor the greatest captain of their era, the ennobled Prince Arthur, Duke of Wellington, of Brunei, Vitoria, and Ciudad Rodrigo. The flower of England carried his armorial banners and his 7 field marshal batons to St. Paul's, including those of Austria, Prussia, and Russia, Knight of the Garter, of Alexander Nevsky of Russia, and of the Golden Fleece of Spain. Chancellor of Oxford, Prime Minister, and Lord High Constable of England. It was a vast military spectacle. Prince Albert sat gloomily in St. Paul's, chilled at the task of filling such a void in the national consciousness. As if in a tissue, he noted, a particular thread, which is worked into every pattern, was suddenly gone. In private, young Queen Victoria wept deeply. Who to trust? Melbourne, Liverpool, Robert Peel, and now her wisest friend, Wellington. All were gone. Among the 20,000 invited mourners in St. Paul's,